Through Bus Windows, Seattle, a poem by Carolyn Wright. We make love on the floor of your brother's unfurnished guest room. Mornings he walks his postal route. An apartment complex 5 blocks from my parents' house in View Ridge. The neighborhood's color bar, a slow dissolve. We take this closeness for a sign. Our bodies flushed against shag rug in the crepuscular diffusion of half-closed shades. Your father must never know. My mother's whisper flares above the spin cycle, her laundry space behind World War II shipping crates stenciled with his name. He bends over oscilloscopes and vacuum tubes, safety goggles in the high-intensity glare of his workbench. My brother fingers Scarlatti and Couperin in his practice room, the harpsichord's black key registers. Days we prowl Coast Salish displays at the Burke Museum, Tlingit masks of ravens and wolves, Haida potlatch blankets. Then perch with white wine on Jazz Alley's spider-legged stools, waiting for sidemen to ease in with their horns for the sound check. Through the stage door, a gritty breeze and homeless vets swaying to their own beats, purple hearts like blood stains on their sleeves. At the Obon Festival, late July, we watch Nisei women raise their chrysanthemum fans as they circle the tiger drums, chanting to the ancestors, a chorus of lanterns in their moonfolds as evening deepens. But we're cool. We don't stare at black professors holding hands with their kimono wives, couples whose steps we hope to echo. In crowds that witness the spirit harvest, our differing skins mingle like anyone's. At night, we ride the bus back to the same stop like teenagers. We know you couldn't walk me home, betrayed by the rainy green light of my city. Your shadow never stumbles over its own doubts at my parents' door. I phone you late. You and your brother pouring Georgia moonlight into the tape deck with Aretha and Ray Charles. My brother lingers in the hallway and makes eye signals. How does this old score become our song? My father grins into whiskey and TV. Jungle Bunny, Jigaboo, he mocks through Cosby. The expert's last word on the subject. My mother folds clothes in the kitchen and keeps her face to herself. Why do I play along? I am such a good girl. I want only to outlast the dawn, keep quiet till the moon sets in uncertainty's blue kimono sleeves. The day we leave, we make our own ways to the Greyhound Depot. My father idles the car in the lot. My mother walks with me to the boarding gate. Do you want to meet him? I ask. No, dear, I'd rather not. Her face with its contours of disbelief. Oh, I say, okay, my last words with her before departure. I'll call you from New Orleans once we're home. I hug her goodbye. What good to say more, to try to change any generation but my own? My cowardice, my strength, my eyes don't search for you, waiting in the bus seats you've saved us, minutes between our life and the only family I might ever have. From the platform, my mother looks up at us, one hand raised, her watery, brave smile like a clue to her own diminishing. Does she see how our faces, gazing back at her through the bus window's tinted glass, make their own chiaroscuro and shadow play? Could she know how the future's double blade would cut its secret deals with us? Late sun strikes our eyes as the bus pulls out of the terminal, the blood currents under our skin in the same dark as anyone's.